from KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line.
Those bit swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go.
Let's go.
We have a very special edition of a Gray Bar Sports Open Line today here on KMOX as we are broadcasting the show live from Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. It is the KMOX Sports City Soccer Showcase. You can hear the folks in the background. They are here because Akil Watts is here. My name is Matt Pauly. Jen Cease is here. We're going to be with you till 8 o'clock, but here for just a little while, we're going to start things off. Now, if you want to meet Akil Watts and get his autograph and take pictures, he's going to be here. So we'd encourage you to make your way to Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, O'Fallon, Illinois, 1319 Central Park Drive. Last year, we did all these in Missouri, and there were people in Illinois who were like, hey, why aren't you coming across the river? So we are here, and we would love for you to come on by. We also want to thank Michelob Ultra and Together Credit Union. They're a big part of us being able to do this. And Jen, great to see you. These are always so much fun to come out and do these events.
Here is a great time, and this is a location for Hot Shots I have never ever been to. I've come to O'Fallon a lot for soccer, for kids soccer. If you're a parent in soccer, I got hands up here. You play at the O'Fallon Sports Complex a lot, along with your sport, Matt, baseball. Mm-hmm. A lot of baseball and softball gets played there. But I have not been to this location. It's really fun. It's great.
Yeah, great venue. Lots of people are here, so let's get to it. Akil Watts is joining us. He is a City SC midfielder. Akil, great to see you. Thank you for coming out and doing this today.
Thanks for having me.
This has certainly been an interesting season for you guys this year. The results have not matched last year, but again, this team still in its infant stages. We see so many people come out to support events like these. What has it been like for you as you have assimilated into St. Louis and the kind of support that you get from these City fans?
I mean, I love it, you know, being here the first year for City 2, then moving up. You know, the fans always been with us, and we love the support, and we need the support, and they show out every game, so we love them.
Talk about your journey. You were like an OG, really. City 2, you were there for the original part of the journey, and you've made your way up from coming off the bench with few minutes, coming off the bench with more minutes, and sometimes now being a starter. Oh, and by the way, let's switch up your position every other game. Let's change you to a midfield. Let's change you a back. Talk to me about the journey also and the flexibility that you've gained from all this with St. Louis City.
I mean, obviously it sucks when you're not playing or you're getting little minutes, but you always have to stay ready whenever coach calls you. So I've been training hard, and he's rewarded me with starts or coming off the bench, making an impact, and hopefully I can continue to make an impact.
How challenging is that, though? You work so hard, and then you don't start or you don't play that much. It's got to be mentally challenging to continue to go out and training on an everyday basis and put that same effort out there during times where maybe you're not playing a lot, but you get rewarded. You've been starting a little bit here recently.
Of course it's tough, but, you know, it's part of the game, and it's a competitive game, and you want to push your teammates, you want to support your teammates, and when your time comes, just take full opportunity.
You know, when it comes to watching where you're going to be on the field, winger to winger, I understand this part of your game, at least to an extent. How much does that change your focus when you're going to be in the back, right? You're one of the last men standing versus you get to go up a little bit on the field, whether you're with three midfielders or two midfielders, whatever the formation is. How do you change that and how do you approach the game when you have a little bit more freedom up front versus maybe not as much freedom in the back?
Obviously, being in the back, you'd be more reserved and choose your moments when to go up. And then in the midfield, you know, I feel free. You know, I can roam everywhere. And
you're like, I got Thomas behind me. He can clean up the mess.
Yeah, so I love midfield a lot more, you know, because I can be free. I can be myself, you know.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You played for Coach Hackworth at USL Pro, right? Weren't you with him?
Yeah.
So what has it been like for you, having played with him there, City 2, and now seeing him be given this opportunity to take the reins of this program?
I mean, he's like a second father. I mean, he got me at a young age. He got me when I was like 14 years old, so I've been around him a lot. And like I say, he believes in me, and I believe in him, and I think, you know, we can do special things here.
All right, so the second father thing, kind of key me in on that a little bit. How does he impact you in the way that he does?
I mean, he supports me. He's very transparent with me when I'm doing well, when I'm doing bad, and he tells me what I can improve on, and I'm really grateful for that.
You know, and Coach Hack really came in at a point where that's a hard thing is to do, transition in, whether you're transitioning in the lineup or you're transitioning in as new players or a new coach that's coming in with players this year who, I mean, every time City was turning around, there's an injury, there's a key player, and then players are asked to step into those things. And I think a lot of times many people were thinking, oh, he's going to make magic, right? It takes time. What are the things that he's tweaking or that you can talk about that he's working in to work with you all individually and bring you together as a team?
Obviously, like you said, it's tough to transition. You know, we've had injuries. It's very tough, but he's working on us with the ball more. You know, I feel like we didn't do that a lot, and I think it's going to help us improve.
So on the ball
on
stuff.
The ball, yeah.
Have you even seen, it's not usual to go out and be at the training center when you're all training on the field and have you stop and talk about tactics. I think I've even seen you guys over at a whiteboard, you know, coming over there, taking a look at what's going on. That's a little bit of change too, to understand what he wants from you all and you all having to work together maybe in a system that's not quite the same as it was before.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be tough. You know, we've been so used to one way, and him coming in, he's trying to tweak little things just to improve us, and I think down the stretch we'll be really good.
When it comes to teaching versus motivating, when he came in after that Vancouver loss with the media, he was not real happy, and I think you guys got the brunt of that. Can you talk us through what he's like when he is in those teaching moments and what maybe he's like when in those hardcore motivating moments?
I mean, he can be pretty scary sometimes, but he means well, and he just wants the best out of all of us.
And you probably growing up, I mean, there's youth soccer players that are here at Hot Shots in Wentzville. Growing up through the systems, you have different coaches. Sometimes they're your parent. Some of us coached, and then they move on to other coaches. That's a long journey. I mean, you're 24 now, is that right?
Yes.
24, but a lot of years of soccer. Speak a little bit to the journey of, you know, and kind of having to deal with peaks and valleys and growing through the game as you get older.
Obviously, yeah, I started at a young age, and you know, I moved away when I was 14 years old.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
That young?
Yeah. So I moved to Florida, and then I was there for a while, I bounced around, then I moved to Portland when I was around 17, 18. Then I moved overseas to Spain at like 19. I was there for a little bit and then came back where I met Hack. Like, Hack was my coach at under 17, so, and then, you know, I've been with him ever since. He just, it's like a package deal.
And he probably really gets, because he's coached you for a while and seen you when you were younger, regardless of what position you're in and what position number, he's like, he can probably understand this is what Akil can do no matter where we put him.
Mm-hmm. He has full trust in me, and I have full trust in him.
Did you know what you were getting into when you leave home at the age of 14?
No idea. No idea what would happen, you know. But I have trust in God, and I'm glad everything's worked out.
I mean, that 14 years old, and I know there's people in place to help you with things. It's not like you're living alone and sustaining yourself, but still, leaving home at 14, that's not something that many human beings have to experience.
It's all about risk, you know. If you want to achieve something, you have to take risks.
What's this period right now, transfer window, bunch of guys are coming in. Is it challenging to all of a sudden add players into what you guys are trying to do?
Not really. You know, everyone has a common goal, and that's to win. And I think when they're coming in with a winning mentality, you know, you can achieve things.
When new players come in, though, too, and I'm thinking, too, of I've got a couple of my kids here. I just found out recently which team they made for their club, and, you know, we're getting all this stuff. And there's always a lot of discomfort with the uncertainty, right? We don't really know, like, which team are they on and what number are they going to be and all that. Kind of like St. Louis City right now. Some excitement, of course, but also a little uncertainty with Cedric Teuchert, Jake Gerwood-Reich, and Marcel Hartl being able to impact. We know they're great players, but it's going to take a little time for them to impact the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work for you guys in getting them also into practice? I saw Indiana Vasilev the other day, of course, you know, teasing Marcel Hartl when you guys were doing a run. So that's his role, is to tease and do that. How do you guys get them and bring them as part of the club?
I mean, I feel like it's already a family, you know. When they come in, they already say that we accept them, you know, and we know they're great players, and they're going to offer us a lot, you know, and down the stretch, they're going to help us a lot.
Are you playing ping pong with them, too? Is that, do you participate in those games?
Not really. Not me. Not me. I'm not very good, so I kind of just watch.
There's a lot of trash talk with ping pong.
Yeah.
What is your thing to do if you need to blow off a little bit of steam?
I like the game.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big gamer, so I love Call of Duty and stuff like that.
When it comes to the transfer window and players coming in, do you, and speak for the whole team as well, like, Is there buzz in the locker room going into it? Are people on Twitter seeing things? Or is it just kind of when the announcement's made, we'll know that there's all of a sudden going to be new guys on the team?
When the announcement's made, yeah. Pretty much. I'm not big on Twitter. I don't really get on social media like that. But, you know.
That's because it's interesting because it can have a profound impact on you can gain playing time. You can lose playing time. The system can change a little bit. If all of a sudden you want to focus in on guys that come in, if I'm in that spot, I'm paranoid beyond my mind about, you know, what can happen. But it always amazes me with professional athletes how you guys are so incredible at knowing just to control the things that only you can control and not worry about the other stuff.
It's competitive, you know. Mm-hmm. It's part of the game. And them driving us to be better. And them come, if they're a better player, they're going to make you work hard to be better than them and have to earn your spot.
Have you played, minus maybe goalkeeper, have you played all the positions on the field?
Almost. Not nine yet.
Not nine yet.
Not
so
nine yet.
What do you got
almost
there?
All of them.
All the other numbers?
Yeah, touch them all.
Does that help? We get youth players a lot of times, they'll say, I'm a striker. You know, they're 12 years old, and I'm this position. And I've heard a lot of coaches say, no, you're a soccer player first. Mm-hmm. You have to understand the game from all the positions. Has that helped you in your career, being able to have played everywhere almost on the field?
I would say so. I'd say playing midfield has helped me a lot. Like, just be composed on the ball wherever I play, you know. That's helped me a lot.
Is that your favorite spot? You said midfielder like twice, so I think that's your favorite.
Yeah.
What do you, wing or central of the field?
Central.
Oh, you do like central. So I would have thought you've been on the wing so much. There are players that like the freedom on the wing of not being so crowded, but centrally,
like
you're comfortable there.
Yeah, very comfortable.
I get mixed up. I don't know where the goal is half the time, where my goal is, and going in the circle.
Yeah, central, so.
Is there a particular part of the play you enjoy the best, like being on the ball attacking, distributing?
Probably just being on the ball and distributing. That's what I enjoy the most.
We'll finish you off with this. And again, for folks who are listening, would love to have you join us at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill in O'Fallon, Illinois. You can come meet Akil Watts. You can get a picture. You can get the autograph signed. Maybe it is. Go as a kid. Go out and play every position. But for parents or for even kids who are listening, what was the piece of the advice or something that you did as a young player that continues to impact you in a positive way today?
Just be coachable, you know. Be willing to accept what the coach says or even your teammates say. And even if they're older, they know what they're talking about.
Akil, thank you so much for doing this, and we really appreciate you making your way out here to Hot Shots.
Thanks for having me.
That is Akil Watts. Again, if you want to talk with him yourself, take a picture with him, we'd love for you to stop on by Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, O'Fallon, Illinois, 1319 Central Park Drive. Just open up Google Maps and find the Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois, and it will get you here just fine. And he's going to be taking pictures and signing autographs for a while. We've got a lot more still coming up on this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. Don't go anywhere. We're back with more in a moment on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
We are continuing to broadcast live Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, O'Fallon, Illinois. Akil Watts from City SC, he is here. He is signing autographs. He is taking photos. Would love for you to come join us here, and you've got an opportunity to meet him and, of course, enjoy all the wonderful food and drink that they've got here at Hot Shots. Again, we want to say thank you to Michelob Ultra and Together Credit Union as well, as this is the St. Louis City Soccer Showcase. And we've done a few of these, and we'll have, I believe, one more coming up in September.
That's
think it is. Jen Cease is alongside. She'll hang out here for a little while. Dale Schilly's going to join us in about 10 minutes or so. And, Jen, one of my favorite things about these events is just getting to know guys like Akil and just hear their stories and hear how excited they are to be able to play in a place where the fan support exists the way it does in St. Louis.
Absolutely. Even driving here, I'm on the Missouri side, so across the river, so I can't tell you how many city bumper stickers I was behind. I was like, okay, which turn am I going to make? Oh, follow all those cars that are going to come here from wherever they are in a long line to get to Hot Shots, and they all have city bumper stickers.
Very Field of Dreams esque.
Yeah, you can really, and then it's, you know what's really cool is when you see them, it's a sports fan, and they've got, you know, Cardinal sticker, a city sticker, maybe a hockey sticker, and, you know, it really is a sports town. It's fun that we have another top level pro sport to enjoy here in St. Louis.
It's incredible the penetration, because you talk about gear. we see maybe not quite as much as the Cardinals, but you think about, you know, Mizzou or the Blue. Like, we see people wearing as much city stuff as just about anything else. And this team, you know, people haven't been collecting their city T-shirts for the last 20 years.
Right.
This gear has all been purchased in the last 3 years, basically. It's incredible how often you see people wearing it.
And you'll also see it. You will see this with your daughter playing soccer. I see it with my kids playing soccer. Of course, we have our own club, you know, Spirit Wear. Maybe we have a shirt. Maybe we have a cap. But it is always mixed with city stuff. So I'll see a city hat with maybe a Lou Fuse gear or a Gallagher shirt with something else that's city. So city soccer is definitely mixed in with all the youth sports, and that's fun to see around town.
We'll talk about this a little bit with Dale coming up on our next segment, but I certainly want to get your thoughts on it. Coming up into the League's Cup break, things have not gone well for this team this year.
Yeah,
I'm not breaking any news when I say
this year should have been had last year.
Exactly.
Minus maybe the injuries, because
yeah,
that sucks. But this year should have been the first year. We would have been like, okay, here we go.
Right. It does in some ways feel like the expansion year. So how good, all these new players are coming in via the transfer window. So many guys are banged up. Not to dismiss League's Cup. I know it's a big deal.
No, not at all.
But there is still a hope that maybe this team can make a run and sneak their way into the playoffs. How important is this break here going into August when none of these matches here for a while are going to count in the MLS standings?
Yeah, they won't count in the MLS, but they will count for City in terms of team building and getting the new players mixed in. So Cedric Teuchert has been in the training the longest, and you could kind of see his ability to mix in with the team in Sporting KC game. But then again, there are a few times he was not quite where maybe somebody wanted him to be, or he didn't get the ball where he wanted it, because that just takes time and mixing with the team. With Jake, he's young, he's 19 only, he's still working on his fitness. And Marcel Hartl, who looks as fit as can be, but still takes time to know. Like, Rasmus Alm had an uncanny knack of knowing exactly if Klaus is this way, this is how I serve him the ball. If he has to cut back, this is how I serve him the ball. And that only comes with time. So I think League's Cup, even though it doesn't matter towards MLS standing, is a whole lot. And if City can get further past these first two games and get a little bit deeper in it, I think it's exactly what they need with competition to get ready for their next run of MLS games.
You mentioned Alm. He's doing a little bit on the field right now on his own.
Yeah, he's cutting. So
yeah,
with an MCLs were my tears. I've torn both of them. And the cutting is where you do the straight line stuff and you think, okay, this feels normal. But then you cut and go, oh. And he looked really good. So both he and Klaus have braces on. Klaus is right now doing just straight on running, but it was fun to get Klaus back at practice on Tuesday, stirring up some trouble, just mm-hmm. like Indiana Vasilev does. But kind of fun to see those two along with our three new players, and I've neglected to say Simon Betcher, who is also training with the team.
A slew guy.
Back,
yeah.
He was running laps the other day, and I'm sure he's into we weren't into at training today or yesterday, but I'm sure he was integrated into training ASAP.
And he's on loan for about the next year,
yep.
And then there's the option to purchase the contract, and if they purchase the contract, there's back-to-back club options on there, so if he performs well, he could be a longtime member of this team.
He could be, and
yeah,
how great. It's almost like feeling like you have a homegrown player.
Yeah.
I mean, he is kind of feels like that way. We would claim him as so. But how great would that be for him to mix in with the team, just like Johnny Klein, just like Caden Glover has done, and just add to that. And now Mekhi Joyner, having some of those home St. Louis names that we know of in with the first team.
We are continuing to broadcast at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. We are at the O'Fallon, Illinois location. Maybe you're just getting off work, you're driving around, come on over. If you're on the Missouri side, hop over the bridge and stop on by. If you're on the Illinois side, you're not that far away from us, as we are continuing to watch folks talk with and take pictures and get autographs from City SC midfielder Akil Watts. We will take a break. When we come back, Dale Schilly will join us. We'll talk with him about where the team is at right now. It's all coming up in just a moment on a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on America's Sports Voice, KMOX. If it sounds a little bit different, well, it's because we are broadcasting on remote. We are located at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, the O'Fallon, Illinois location. City SC midfielder Akil Watts is here. He is talking with folks, signing autographs, taking pictures, all kinds of things. So you've still got some time. We're going to be here till 8 o'clock. We'd love for you to stop on by, get yourself some food, get yourself some drink. Again, also, in addition to Hotshots, want to say thank you to Michelob Ultra and Together Credit Union for making this event and these events happen. We're very happy. Jen Cease is here. I'm Matt Pauly. We're going to go to our phone line right now and welcome in. You hear him on the City SC broadcast on Y98. It is our good friend Dale Schilly. Dale, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
My pleasure, Matt. I'm doing great.
So this is a city team that's now going into the Leagues Cup. Jen and I were just talking about this a few moments ago. How important is it as these new transfer players are coming in to kind of get a break until late August from you still get to play a little bit, but these matches don't count in the MLS standings? It almost seems like this is a reset period.
Yeah, it's kind of like a preseason. It's such a different feel than what we experienced a year ago. You know, a year ago, the lineup was set. We had, you know, that great run, the historic run early. And when we got to the League's Cup, it was like, let's just take a breath and exhale. Now you feel like it's a chance to ramp back up again after coming off, you know, all the injuries. And hopefully we get a bunch of guys back and we get the new guys coming in. So this feels like an important preparation period. I could see Coach Hackworth really putting a little bit more emphasis on these games and the build-up to the remainder of the season.
Dale, I was talking a little bit with Diego Gigliani, president of the club, a few weeks ago. We were chatting how in the League's Cup, at least for the first two games, you're kind of getting an MLS experience. We play FC Dallas first. We've got some retribution, probably. Does that carry over into a game, first of all? And then secondly, what is that like going into then the international match with FC Juarez afterwards?
Well, I say first, Jen, welcome to God's country. You've finally crossed the river, so good for you.
We should have had you here in person.
That's right. So, yeah, I mean, I think the experience of having both FC Dallas and Juarez in the same week, I think it's great for the players. It's something that you want to do. You want to see what you look like against different types of competition, different styles of play. Being able to play good teams in both leagues is important. And look, Dallas, when we've seen them in the past, they were struggling a bit. And now, what I think they've lost one of their last five. They're in contention. They're within 3 points or at least a couple points of the playoff spot. So it's a completely different FC Dallas team now than where they were when we saw them last time. And again, after we saw them or before we saw them, they got the infamous coach's bump that we seem to run into periodically. And then, you know, getting to play Juarez and a team that has that has international flavor, a little bit different style. It's going to be good for the guys and good preparation for us coming up in for the balance of the year.
Do you like the League's Cup? Do you like the All-Star game being MLS versus Liga and everything? Just this whole event and everything that goes along with it. Are you a fan of it?
I think that having a break like this in the middle of the year is a little bit strange. I know that leagues around the world have a holiday season break and a Christmas break and that sort of thing. It's just hard for me to get used to. I do think that the MLS has strategically placed the League's Cup where it has because it gives us a fighting chance to compete with the Liga MX teams because of their downtime. It's really hard for us to compete with them during the during the Champions Cup because they're in mid-season form and we're just starting to get rolling. So I think it's a strategic move on the MLS's part, and if they want to get a piece of the action or get an edge up on the Liga MX teams, this is the time to do it.
You know, Dale, I was at practice on Tuesday, and there was a little bit of excitement that I haven't quite felt for a while with, you know, it's been just one hit after another that City has taken, but having not only Cedric's has been there for a while, but Jake was in full training, Marcel Hartl's first practice, and then lo and behold, almost lapping Edward Leuven, who was doing his own running around the field. Simon Betcher runs right on by, and I was able to snap a picture. In some ways, it also feels like a new team for City and maybe an exciting thing to go in these next two games and City to find out who are we now.
Well, I tell you what, there's one thing about changing the environment at training, but there's another thing about that change of environment coming from players being added to the field versus taken off of the field. So to see new faces and new talents and and changing the environment, making it a little bit more competitive, you know, helps invigorate everybody, adds a new level of enthusiasm and a new energy because you got better guys around and you have to raise your game in order to keep up with them.
How much did this team need this? Obviously, there's been a struggle this year, but to what Jen was just saying, the excitement and the energy that's on the field during training, it felt like they needed some sort of surge of energy to maybe give them a shot here down the stretch of the season.
Yeah, man, I mean, I think you hit it right on the head. This is a big moment for the team. I mean, they needed this energy. They needed a shot in the arm. And not only just did they need it, they've been looking forward to it. Unlike any other team that I've seen where they were looking forward to, players getting back and new players coming in almost all at the same time. It kind of aligned with the stars that you're starting to see healthy bodies come back and guys starting to train as new guys are coming in. So, yeah, they needed it and they were looking forward to it. It's very welcome.
You know, I was out there in Kansas City with you, Dale, and I know the team's still working on meshing in Cedric's first game, but just watching Cedric Teuchert, his quality on the ball, his quality of movement off the ball, and not everything linked up just yet, but to anticipate that Jake might be a similar player, anticipate that Marcel Hartl probably most definitely is, them also having played together for the U7, I think it was U21 maybe national team together, the quality that they have on and off the ball, their touch is tight, that really adds some nice quality then to St. Louis City.
Well, I think it's two parts. One, it brings more talent into the team, and these guys are going to impact the game with their quality. I think a big one for me, and the one that I'm really looking forward to, is when we see Leuven at his best is when he's surrounded by top players. Leuven is not necessarily a guy that's going to go out and single-handedly run past people and score goals and win games for you outside of when he's on his restarts and he's getting opportunities that way. But if he has quality players around him that are good in the final third of the field, he can provide, you know, incisive passes. He can provide quality services. We've seen him make some incredible balls 30 yards and in to people. I can think of a couple of them right now off the top of my head to Klaus last year. So when he's got more quality around him, he makes a bigger impact. So, yeah, you got quality coming in from, you know, that's going to impact the game, but you're going to increase the quality of the guys that you already have, in particular Edward Leuven.
We're about a little bit more than a month now since the coaching change happened, and the system was going to stay the same, yet head coaches can impact and tweak things even staying in the same system. Now that Coach Hackworth has had a little bit of time with this team, what have you noticed any tweaks, changes, anything that's very noticeable on him putting his signature on the way this team's playing?
I think he's willing to philosophically keep things similar. But I think he's also willing to take the risk of changing things dramatically, but still keeping the same philosophy. So a case in point would be last week against Sporting Kansas City, he asked the guys to play with a three-center-back system and not a typical three-center-back system where the three center backs are pulled tight together to clog the center of the field. He wanted them to be in a big spread to help in the build. He wanted them in a big spread so they were matched individually against the three front players from Sporting. And he did that so he could get more pressure higher up the field and get his two wide guys, I think Klein and Totlin, to get push higher up the field and create more stress on the back four from Sporting to be able to play out of the back. So really rolling the dice in some ways. I mean, really, Matt, what he did was matched up man for man with 11 players or with 10 field players across the entire field without calling it a man-to-man defending system. So it was risky. He really rolled the dice. He put it all out on the press and almost and probably could have walked away with 3 points had we scored early in that second half that we could ice the game. So, yeah, similar philosophy, but he's willing to roll the dice for sure.
He is Dale Schilly. You hear him as part of the City SC broadcast on our sister station, Y98. Excuse me, Dale. Thank you so much for taking some time with us today. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, and enjoy Illinois.
All right, very good. That's Dale Schilly. We are at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill O'Fallon, Illinois. Akeel Watts is here from City SC. He is signing autographs, taking photos. Would love for you to come on out here. Again, we also want to say thank you to Michelob Ultra and Together Credit Union. We're back with more in just a moment right here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We are back at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line, wrapping up kind of the soccer portion of the show during the 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk a lot of baseball, including Corey Miller from Channel 5 is going to join us at about 7:20. Jen Cease is here. I'm Matt Pauley. We welcome Akeel Watts back onto the program for the final few minutes here in this first hour. Again, you can stop on by if you want to say hello to him. Akeel, what did it mean for you? Because you were part of the run with City 2, and now you get the opportunity. When you found out that you were going to get that opportunity, when you were getting brought up, can you take me through the emotions of that?
I was very happy, you know. Something I've been working for, especially when I first got to City 2, you know. You want to make the first team, and that's why I came here. You know, I knew I would have a shot, you know. There wasn't no first team yet, and I knew I would have a shot, and I worked my butt off. And to for Luz to say, oh, we want to bring you up, it meant a lot to me.
You do work really hard at practice. I get to see you a couple times a week. Everybody does, really. The whole environment is very competitive. What are you looking forward to with Leagues Cup on Saturday? I understand I talked with Matt Seebeck a little bit ago, and he's a couple surprised. The Mizzou marching band's going to be a part of the Leagues Cup, kind of getting all the crowd hyped up. And FYI, you guys are going to be dropped off in the plaza, which is unusual, FYI, so you know.
That's,
I mean,
you're
here.
There
you
go.
You can tell everybody. I told so it's a different kind of feel, different kind of excitement. You know, towards the end of last year, you guys did a rally. Is that fun for you, connecting with the fans and being able to be a part of some of that excitement, which many times, the only time we see you is maybe when you come out of the stadium, you kind of walk the red carpet with your special look.
Yeah, it means a lot, you know. We love the support, and to be close with them and hear them chant and stuff like that, it brings us energy and makes us want to do well and get wins for them.
Was it fun for you in Kansas City to hear, I got to get the video of that section, that little, you know, small part of the stadium, but City fans are loud.
Very
I don't know
loud.
How you guys even hear each other
very
on the
loud.
Field.
I love it, you know. I love the energy, and that's what we play for, is to hear them chant.
Do you know the chants? Like, can you know what's coming sometimes?
Sometimes. I don't really know them like that, but, you know, you heard them enough. That.
How does it impact you, though, like, in the game?
I mean, it gives you energy, especially when you're very tired, you know, and...
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on America's Sports Voice, KMOX. If it sounds a little bit different, well, it's because we are broadcasting on remote. We are located at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, the O'Fallon, Illinois location. City SC midfielder Akeel Watts is here. He is talking with folks, signing autographs, taking pictures, all kinds of things. So you've still got some time. We're going to be here till 8 o'clock. Would love for you to stop on by, get yourself some food, get yourself some drink. Again, also, in addition to Hot Shots, want to say thank you to Michelob Ultra and Together Credit Union for making this event and these events happen. We're very happy. Jen Cease is here. I'm Matt Pauley. We're going to go to our phone line right now and welcome in. You hear him on the City SC broadcast on Y98. It is our good friend Dale Schilly. Dale, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
My pleasure, Matt. I'm doing great.
So this is a City team that's now going into the Leagues Cup. Jen and I were just talking about this a few moments ago. How important is it as these new transfer players are coming in to kind of get a break until late August from you still get to play a little bit, but these matches don't count in the MLS standings? It almost seems like this is a reset period.
Yeah, it's kind of like a preseason. It's such a different feel than what we experienced a year ago. You know, a year ago, the lineup was set. We had, you know, that great run, the historic run early. And when we got to the League's Cup, it was like, let's just take a breath and exhale. Now you feel like it's a chance to ramp back up again after coming off, you know, all the injuries, and hopefully we get a bunch of guys back and we get the new guys coming in. So this feels like an important preparation period. I could see Coach Hackworth really putting a little bit more emphasis on these games and the build-up to the remainder of the season.
Dale, I was talking a little bit with Diego Gigliani, president of the club, a few weeks ago. We were chatting how in the League's Cup, at least for the first two games, you're kind of getting an MLS experience. We play FC Dallas first. We've got some retribution, probably. Does that carry over into a game, first of all? And then secondly, is that like going into then be an international match with FC Juarez afterwards?
Well, I say first, Jen, welcome to God's country. You've finally crossed the river. So good for you.
We should have had you here in person.
That's right. So, yeah, I mean, I think the experience of having both FC Dallas and Juarez in the same week, I think it's great for the players. It's something that you want to do. You want to see what you look like against different types of competition, different styles of play. Being able to play good teams in both leagues is important. And look, Dallas, when we've seen them in the past, they were struggling a bit. And now, what I think they've lost one of their last five. They're in contention. They're within 3 points or at least a couple points of the playoff spot. So it's a completely different FC Dallas team now than where they were when we saw them last time. And again, after we saw them or before we saw them, they got the infamous coach's bump that we seem to run into periodically. And then, you know, getting to play Juarez and a team that has multiple or, you know, that has international flavor, a little bit different style. It's going to be good for the guys and good preparation for us coming up in for the balance of the year.
Do you like the League's Cup? Do you like the All-Star game being MLS versus Liga and everything? Just this whole event and everything that goes along with it. Are you a fan of it?
I think that having a break like this in the middle of the year is a little bit strange. I know that leagues around the world have a holiday season break and a Christmas break and that sort of thing. It's just hard for me to get used to. I do think that the MLS has strategically placed the League's Cup where it has because it gives us a fighting chance to compete with the Liga MX teams because of their downtime. It's really hard for us to compete with them during the during the Champions Cup because they're in mid-season form and we're just starting to get rolling. So I think it's a strategic move on the MLS's part. And if they want to get a piece of the action or get an edge up on the Liga MX teams, this is the time to do it.
You know, Dale, I was at practice on Tuesday, and there was a little bit of excitement that I haven't quite felt for a while with, it's been just one hit after another that City has taken, but having not only Cedric's has been there for a while, but Jake was in full training, Marcel Hartl's first practice, and then lo and behold, almost lapping Edward Leuven, who was doing his own running around the field. Simon Betcher runs right on by, and I was able to snap a picture. In some ways, it also feels like a new team for City and maybe an exciting thing to go in these next two games and City to find out who are we now.
Well, I tell you what, there's one thing about changing the environment at training, but there's another thing about that change of environment coming from players being added to the field versus taken off of the field. So to see new faces and new talents and changing the environment, making it a little bit more competitive, helps invigorate everybody, adds a new level of enthusiasm and a new energy because you got better guys around and you have to raise your game in order to keep up with them.
How much did this team need this? Obviously, there's been a struggle this year, but to what Jen was just saying, that the excitement and the energy that's on the field during training, it felt like they needed some sort of surge of energy to maybe give them a shot here down the stretch of the season.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think you hit it right on the head. This is a big moment for the team. I mean, they needed this energy. They needed a shot in the arm. And not only just did they need it, they've been looking forward to it. Unlike any other team that I've seen where they were looking forward to, players getting back and new players coming in almost all at the same time. It kind of aligned with the stars that you're starting to see healthy bodies come back and guys starting to train as new guys are coming in. So, yeah, they needed it and they were looking forward to it. It's very welcome.
You know, I was out there in Kansas City with you, Dale, and I know the team's still working on meshing in Cedric's first game, but just watching Cedric Teuchert, his quality on the ball, his quality of movement off the ball, and not everything linked up just yet, but to anticipate that Jake might be a similar player, anticipate that Marcel Hartl probably most definitely is, them also having played together for the U7, I think it was U21, maybe national team together, the quality that they have on and off the ball, their touch is tight, that really adds some nice quality then to St. Louis City.
Well, I think it's two parts. One, it brings more talent into the team, and these guys are going to impact the game with their quality. I think a big one for me, and the one that I'm really looking forward to, is when we see Leuven at his best is when he's surrounded by top players. Leuven is not necessarily a guy that's going to go out and single-handedly run past people and score goals and win games for you outside of when he's on his restarts and he's getting opportunities that way. But if he has quality players around him that are good in the final third of the field, he can provide, you know, incisive passes. He can provide quality services. We've seen him make some incredible balls 30 yards and in to people. I can think of a couple of them right now off the top of my head to Klaus last year. So when he's got more quality around him, he makes a bigger impact. So, yeah, you got quality coming in from, you know, that's going to impact the game, but you're going to increase the quality of the guys that you already have, in particular Edward Leuven.
We're about a little bit more than a month now since the coaching change happened, and the system was going to stay the same, yet head coaches can impact and tweak things even staying in the same system. Now that Coach Hackworth has had a little bit of time with this team, what have you noticed any tweaks, changes, anything that's very noticeable on him putting his signature on the way this team's playing?
I think he's willing to philosophically keep things similar, but I think he's also willing to take the risk of changing things dramatically but still keeping the same philosophy. So a case in point would be last week against Sporting Kansas City, he asked the guys to play with a three-center-back system and not a typical three-center-back system where the three center-backs are pulled tight together to clog the center of the field. He wanted them to be in a big spread to help in the build. He wanted them in a big spread so they were matched individually against the three front players from Sporting. And he did that so he could get more pressure higher up the field and get his two wide guys, I think Klein and Totlin, to get higher up, push higher up the field and create more stress on the back four from Sporting to be able to play out of the back. So really rolling the dice in some ways. I mean, really, Matt, what he did was matched up man for man with 11 players or with 10 field players across the entire field without calling it a man-to-man defending system. So it was risky. He really rolled the dice. He put it all out on the press and almost and probably could have walked away with 3 points that we scored early in that second half that we could ice the game. So, yeah, similar philosophy, but he's willing to roll the dice for sure.
He is Dale Schilly. You hear him as part of the City SC broadcast on our sister station, Y98. Excuse me, Dale, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, and enjoy Illinois.
All right, very good. That's Dale Schilly. We are at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, O'Fallon, Illinois. Akil Watts is here from City SC. He is signing autographs, taking photos. Would love for you to come on out here. Again, we also want to say thank you to Michelob Ultra and Together Credit Union. We're back with more in just a moment right here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We are back at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line, wrapping up kind of the soccer portion of the show during the 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk a lot of baseball, including Corey Miller from Channel 5 is going to join us at about 7:20. Jen Cease is here. I'm Matt Pauley. We welcome Akil Watts back onto the program for the final few minutes here in this first hour. Again, you can stop on by if you want to say hello to him. Akil, what did it mean for you? Because you were part of the run with City 2, and now you get the opportunity. When you found out that you were going to get that opportunity, when you were getting brought up, can you take me through the emotions of that?
I was very happy, you know. Something I've been working for, especially when I first got to City 2, you know. You want to make the first team, and that's why I came here. You know, I knew I'd have a shot, you know. There wasn't no first team yet, and I knew I'd have a shot, and I'd work my butt off and for Luz to say, we want to bring you up. It meant a lot to me.
You do work really hard at practice. I get to see you a couple times a week. Everybody does, really. The whole environment is very competitive. What are you looking forward to with Leagues Cup on Saturday? I understand I talked with Matt Seebeck a little bit ago, and he's a couple surprised. The Mizzou marching band's going to be a part of the Leagues Cup, kind of getting all the crowd hyped up. And FYI, you guys are going to be dropped off in the plaza, which is unusual, FYI, so you know. You can tell everybody. I told so it's a different kind of feel, different kind of excitement. You know, towards the end of last year, you guys did a rally. Is that fun for you, connecting with the fans and being able to be a part of some of that excitement, which many times the only time we see you is maybe when you come out of the stadium, you kind of walk the red carpet with your special look.
Yeah, it means a lot, you know. We love the support, and to be close with them and hear them chant and stuff like that, it brings us energy and makes us want to do well and get wins for them.
Was it fun for you in Kansas City to hear, I got to get the video of that section, that little, you know, small part of the stadium, but City fans are loud. I don't know how you guys even hear each other on the field.
I love it. You know, I love the energy, and that's what we play for, is to hear them chant.
Do you know the chants? Like, you know what's coming sometimes?
Sometimes. I don't really know them like that, but, you know, you heard them enough.
How does it impact you, though, like, in the game?
I mean, it gives you energy, especially when you're very tired, you know, and you hear them chanting and you hear them keep going, you know. It makes you want to keep going, you know.
The environment in St. Louis, how does it compare to other MLS environments that you play in?
Way different. Better, you know. Like I said, it's the best fans in the MLS, and we wouldn't want it any other way.
Does it kind of add, City talked a lot about last year and this year too, of always playing with a chip on the shoulder, right? Maybe playing with something to prove. Mm. When you have fans that are in either one section or another, but they're waving flags, it's almost like the fans also have a chip on their shoulder for you. That truly does help?
Yeah, it helps a lot. You know, and like I said, we play with a chip on our shoulder, and people always count us out, and they help us a lot, and they give us energy.
Going into Leagues Cup, does it feel any different for a player, or is there just another game's coming?
It's another game, I feel, you know. We want to do well, and, you know, Leagues Cup is kind of like a reset for us, and hopefully we can have a positive tournament.
Well, Kiel, thank you again so much for being with us today. This has been a whole lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
That's Akil Watts. Again, we are broadcasting today at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Our soccer hour is done with. We're going to get a lot to. Yeah, folks are making a round of applause, certainly, for Akil Watts, and rightfully so. Very cool that these guys are willing to come out to events like these, and it's really, really fun for City fans to be able to experience them. Still stop on by. Again, we're going to be broadcasting live till 8 o'clock. A lot more Cardinals baseball to get to during the second hour of the program. We'll talk with Corey Miller. We'll look ahead to the Major League Baseball trade deadline, which is about a week away, and Cardinals fans are certainly hopeful that the Cardinals are going to be busy at the deadline, so we still have a lot more coming up before all is said and done. Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, O'Fallon, Illinois, 1319 Central Park Drive. Thanks to Hotshots, thanks to Michelob Ultra, thanks to Together Credit Union, here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We are back at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. It's Graybar Sports Open Line, wrapping up kind of the soccer portion of the show during the 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk a lot of baseball, including Corey Miller from Channel 5 is going to join us at about 7:20. Jen Cease is here. I'm Matt Pauley. We welcome Akil Watts back onto the program for the final few minutes here in this first hour. Again, you can stop on by if you want to say hello to him. Akil, what did it mean for you? Because you were part of the run with City 2, and now you get the opportunity. When you found out that you were going to get that opportunity, when you were getting brought up, can you take me through the emotions of that?
I was very happy, you know. Something I've been working for, especially when I first got to City 2, you know. You want to make the first team, and that's why I came here. You know, I knew I'd have a shot, you know. There wasn't no first team yet, and I knew I'd have a shot, and I worked my butt off for Luz to say, oh, we want to bring you up. It meant a lot to me.
You do work really hard at practice. I get to see you a couple of times a week. Everybody does, really. The whole environment is very competitive. What are you looking forward to with Leagues Cup on Saturday? I understand I talked with Matt Seebeck a little bit ago, and he's a couple surprised. The Mizzou marching band's going to be a part of the Leagues Cup, kind of getting all the crowd hyped up.
And
FYI, you guys are going to be dropped off in the plaza, which is unusual, FYI, so you know.
You
can tell everybody. I told so it's a different kind of feel, different kind of excitement. You know, towards the end of last year, you guys did a rally. Is that fun for you, connecting with the fans and being able to be a part of some of that excitement, which many times, the only time we see you is maybe when you come out of the stadium, you kind of walk the red carpet with your special look.
Yeah, it means a lot, you know. We love the support, and to be close with them and hear them chant and stuff like that, it brings us energy and makes us want to do well and get wins for them.
Was it fun for you in Kansas City to hear, I got to get the video of that section, that little, you know, small part of the stadium, but City fans are loud. I don't know how you guys even hear each other on the field.
I love it. You know, I love the energy, and that's what we play for, is to hear them chant.
Do you know the chants? Like, you know what's coming sometimes?
Sometimes. I don't really know them like that, but, you know, you heard them enough.
How does it impact you, though, like, in the game?
I mean, it gives you energy, especially when you're very tired, you know, and you hear them chanting and you hear them keep going, you know, it makes you want to keep going, you know.
The environment in St. Louis, how does it compare to other MLS environments that you play in?
Way different, better, you know. Like I said, it's the best fans in the MLS, and we wouldn't want it any other way.
And does it kind of add, City talked a lot about last year and this year too, of always playing with a chip on the shoulder, right? I mean, playing with something to prove. Mm. When you have fans that are in either one section or another, but they're waving flags, it's almost like the fans also have a chip on their shoulder for you. That truly does help?
Yeah, it helps a lot. You know, and like I said, we play with a chip on our shoulder, and people always count us out, and they help us a lot, and they give us energy.
Going into Leagues Cup, does it feel any different for a player, or is there just another game's coming?
It's another game, I feel, you know. We want to do well, and, you know, Leagues Cup is kind of like a reset for us, and hopefully we can have a positive tournament.
Well, Kiel, thank you again so much for being with us today. This has been a whole lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
That's Akil Watts. Again, we are broadcasting today at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Our soccer hour is done with. We're going to get a lot to. Yeah, folks are making a round of applause, certainly, for Akil Watts, and rightfully so. Very cool that these guys are willing to come out to events like these, and it's really, really fun for City fans to be able to experience them. Still stop on by. Again, we're going to be broadcasting live till 8 o'clock. A lot more Cardinals baseball to get to during the second hour of the program. We'll talk with Corey Miller. We'll look ahead to the Major League Baseball trade deadline, which is about a week away, and Cardinals fans are certainly hopeful that the Cardinals are going to be busy at the deadline, so we still have a lot more coming up before all is said and done. Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, O'Fallon, Illinois, 1319 Central Park Drive. Thanks to Hotshots, thanks to Michelob Ultra, thanks to Together Credit Union here on KMOX.